Hello, friends. It's Mary, and this is the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Saturday, August 6th. Happy Saturday. I'm reading from the New International Version. I'm kind of curious, do you guys want to stick with the NIV, or would you like for me to move around in the different versions, or do you want me just to change versions to like the ESV or the NASB? I'd like to hear your opinions on that. For today, we'll stick with the NIV. We're in Deuteronomy 22 today. We'll be reading verses 1 through 12, then Psalm 71, and then we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll read the first half of that, and I'll do a little bit of background work on the book of 2 Thessalonians. But before we get there, we're in a very interesting section in Deuteronomy in chapter 22, verses 1 through 12. In the first part of this section, it's talking about caring for your neighbors. And one of the ways that you care for your neighbors is by caring for their personal property. But in verses 5 through 12, we see lots of different things that God prohibits or God instructs us on. And Matthew Henry's concise commentary on this is helpful, I believe. It says, God's providence extends itself to the smallest affairs, and his precepts do also. Even in them, we may be able to see the fear of the Lord as we are under his eye and care. Even in putting on our garments, as in eating and drinking, all must be done with a serious regard to preserve our own and other purity in heart and action. Our eyes should be single, our heart simple, and our behavior all of one piece. So in other words, we should be thinking about the Lord in every aspect of our lives. If you see your fellow Israelites' ox or sheep straying, do not ignore it, but be sure to take it back to its owner. If they do not live near you, or if you do not know who owns it, take it home with you and keep it until they come looking for it. Then give it back. Do the same if you find their donkey or cloak or anything else they have lost. Do not ignore it. If you see your fellow Israelites' donkey or ox fallen on the road, do not ignore it. Help the owner get it to its feet. A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this. If you come across a bird's nest beside the road, either in a tree or on the ground, and the mother is sitting on the young or on the eggs, do not take the mother with the young. You may take the young, but be sure to let the mother go so that it may go well with you and you may have a long life. When you build a new house, make a parapet around your roof, so that you may not bring the guilt of bloodshed on your house if someone falls from the roof. Do not plant two kinds of seed in your vineyard. If you do, not only the crops you plant, but also the fruit of the vineyard will be defiled. Do not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together. Do not wear clothing of wool and linen woven together. Make tassels on the four corners of the cloak you wear. Now let's move over to the psalm for the day, which is Psalm 71. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I've become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My heart is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long. Though I know not how to relate them all, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, Sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. When I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I will praise you with a harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have delivered. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long, for those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. As we move over to the book of 2 Thessalonians, I want to encourage you, as I always do, to go to the Bible Project video because I find them so helpful. And today, we're going to be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. But the whole of 2 Thessalonians is about the idea of suffering and imitating Christ's patient endurance. Paul reminds the Thessalonians that their endurance will not have to last forever, that Jesus is coming again to bring final justice. He also encourages the Thessalonians that their suffering will hopefully bring about deep character change in them. Then he talks about the day of the Lord. So it seems as though someone is spreading rumors that the day of the Lord has already come. They've probably predicted dates. Does that sound familiar? This idea that perhaps some have been left behind. And this, as the Bible Project video says, really ticks Paul off. Paul says, remember what I have taught you. And he cites the well-known themes in the prophetic books that kings will continue to rebel against God's kingdom. And ultimately, Jesus is coming to deliver his people from those who are in opposition to Christ. The letter also reminds the Thessalonians not to be scared, but to stay faithful. And there's this closing prayer where Paul asks God to comfort the people. Then there's a section at the very end where Paul addresses people who are idle. They're refusing to work for some reason. Perhaps they think Christ is coming back tomorrow, or maybe they're meddling in things they shouldn't be doing. But he says that the ideal for us is to work hard so that our life can benefit others. I thought that was such a good word. They wrap up the video by reminding us not to focus in on speculations about timeline when it comes to the final judgment, but to have hope for those who are being persecuted that Christ will return. And then they left us with this final phrase, what you hope for shapes what you live for. And now let's read 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 12. The title in my Bible says, The Man of Lawlessness, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teachings allegedly from us, whether by prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the way that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Thank you for listening along on this Saturday. I pray that the Lord would bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you, that he would lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.